The Maisa, I was thinking for a while today, what should we give the Shiron today? A lot of different options went through the heads. The Kecholim Efsha, all different ideas of what we should discuss today. But then I realized that Be'etzim is Thursday. I'm never really Zoicha to give Shiron this Yeshiva on Thursday night. No one's a Yeshiva Shlita is here, giving the Musa Shmuz. Nobody can replace that. Oh, but Be'etzim, it's coming up to Shabbos. And when it comes up to Shabbos, a person almost has to think, what's Pshat coming up to Shabbos Kodesh? We have to start preparations. We have to start thinking how to come into the Shabbos in the right frame of mind. There was a woman that called me up from England. She was giving a lecture to a bunch of Lubavitcher women on how to prepare themselves for Shabbos. There are some women, they didn't know how to prepare themselves properly. It came Shabbos, and they were busy with this and busy with that. It came to Shkir and Mechal Shabbos. So she was giving a type of series of classes to them of how a person can improve in preparing for Shabbos. So she asked for different Gemara's, different Zaksha. I told her this. Be'etzim of the Gemara in Shabbos, Pezayin, the Gemara says over there that Moshe, I think we said this once before a long time ago, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai every single day. Every single day, Sunday, Monday, Mamash, the Gemara goes through the whole Seidat Borin. Says the Gemara, oh, but on Erev Shabbos of the Gemara, he never went. Never went to Har Sinai. Expect the Gemara, what's Erev Shabbos, and never went to Har Sinai? So the Gemara goes to all sorts of different situations over there, all different Havaminas. Maskonis a Gemara is, he was busy preparing for Shabbos Kodesh. That is Poshet Pshat, says the Gemara. Why Moshe Rabbeinu did not go up to Har Sinai in order to learn Torah with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Why? Because he's preparing for Shabbos Kodesh. Memela, it's Vadai, a very chashuv obligation of every Bachur, especially when Bachurim are generally not preparing in the sense of food for Shabbos Kodesh, to do certain preparations for Shabbos. Whether it be putting a tablecloth on the table, whether it be maybe cleaning up the room a little bit, the side of the room, make it more geschmack, look over Shabbos Kodesh, or ever something, look over Shabbos Kodesh. Muchach vaday that the Arizal, the Heilige Arizal, I told this woman also, because as much as the Babish is by them, the Arizal is mamish kiddush kedoshim, I mean by everybody, oh, but by them it's mamish, the Arizal is mamish in the Makor. The Arizal says that the sweat that a person sweats on Erev Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos, is mechapa b'zaveiros. So if a person wants a sgula for being kaporis avoinis, a person did avoiros, time to do tshuva, so b'zaveiro. We have an Arizal, as he passed in the Maizen Shari tshuva, that a person is sweat on Erev Shabbos to prepare himself for Shabbos, to sabadu l'chosh v'zah, not vayta with, again?
Getting dressed
and doing mitzvah, that's a separate mitzvah. Is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo of a person to wash himself for Shabbos Kodesh. Cleaning his nails, cutting it, getting dressed. There's a bada. But extra something in the room, ever something that should be there for Kovet Shabbos got a vayta. And we've said this once before, b'shem neheilige Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says, and the best in this move on the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Mishapur Chelit Beit, Gimel. And he says that a person is b'chuyav to have Oynik Shabbos. Now, Oynik Shabbos, what does that mean? So, Pashas, it means the Cholam, the Nizachon, or Be'etzim, if a Bocher, for example, likes a packet of Bisley. So he, according to Avnei Nezer, he's b'chuyav to go Erev Shabbos and buy a packet of Bisley. Right? So he'll tell me, but it's expensive, every Shabbos we got a packet of Bisley. Well, I shall, we know the Gemara Beitza, right? The Gemara Beitza says that Alice is free. Why is it free? Because on Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, there's a Cheshbon. He is going to get a certain amount of money, excluding what? It's our Shabbos. And Yom Tov and all sorts of things. We said this by the Chanukah Shir, we already explained exactly what this means. So this is about that person has to know to prepare himself for Shabbos is a very chosh rezak, like you said very correctly, to wash, to do the nails, to do the dressing, all these things, all nichla, these are chosh remitzvahs. Cutting of the nails, right?
What?
Cutting of the nails. Shabbos is cutting of the nails also.
No, it's not saying, like, that's getting ready.
100%, 100%, but these are even moments, so these are moments as well, because there's a mitzvah, the extra for a person who rechits on Erev Shabbos. Yeah, the mitzvah by itself. Separate mitzvah, two mitzvahs you can probably get.
Getting dressed.
About 100%, but if a person could do something better for the room to prepare, it's a separate mitzvah, it's a very big chosh mitzvah, and this everybody should know.
And the Schwitz.
Oh, if you go across the street, the Be'er Hashem, you have a mikveh here. Now the Maisa, Be'etzem, there's no better way to prepare for Shabbos. There's no better way to prepare for Shabbos than learning Hilchos Shabbos. This is the revolution, right? Shabbos is coming in. All the halachas are going to be negeah. So now what do we want to do? We want to be prepared for Shabbos. How's the best way to be prepared for Shabbos? To know how not to be machal Shabbos. So how do you know how not to be machal Shabbos?
Why
didn't he? No, he's preparing for Shabbos. He had better food. And he's zachos. That's why he couldn't go up to our senior. There's a over there. Publicly more. You see, clock. Now, the Hashem, we bought Hashem. We have a shit going. We learn machal Shabbos. And we were just discussing the halachas of Boira. So I was thinking today, alright, so maybe we'll discuss this inyan, maybe we'll discuss superstition, maybe we'll discuss dreams I want to discuss. I thought, you know what, we'll leave those inyanim for another time. And Bez Hashem, Belinedi, we'll get back to these inyanim of superstitions and dreams and all the other things I wanted to discuss. But Etzem, what I want to discuss, and we haven't got that long, because at the end we have to discuss something called the parasha of Etzem, is, we want to just go, a stickle, sikum, and summary of the halachos of Boira. Because like we made a cheshbon and shit, there is be'etzem 50 to 70 times when a person is faced with a boira shaila. Just recently, a young man came over to me where I learned over there in the afternoon, and he starts telling me a whole list of things that he does. He says, tell me if this is correct, and he does this, and he does this. I said, every single one you're doing is probably nisidoraisa. Because it's poshet, like we said in the beginning, right, of boira. The simplest thing by boira can change from an isim in a Torah to mutter lechatzchila. Often it depends on one thing, Rabbi Yisai, the noodle, the brain. What are you thinking at that time, right? We did mention this yesterday. Seth Moshe Shiva in Yerushalayim used to say that yarmulke is to cover a person's brain. So some people wear a very small yarmulke, some people wear a very big yarmulke. All depends on the matzah. Some wear one with holes. I don't say that. Of a ma'etzem, this lemaisa is the inyan. Very quick summary, this is the game for everybody. You weren't in the shit, you weren't in the shit, makes enough gamina because this is the summary, carrying on everything, and I want to end up with two unbelievable coolers. How we can be makel and different things of boira. One, let's start as well. When do we have a boira shayla? When is it shayach to have boira in your house? And we said, it applies to food, and it applies also to non-food, right? The taz, non-food as well, right? Cutlery, ties. Socks, all of these things are shayach boira daraisa. So we said, to get a shayach boira is number one, you have to have a mixture. A mixture meaning it's a taroibus of two different things. Plus number two, you have to have two different things. If you have a mixture of one thing, a whole bunch of apples, it's bad no boira, right? You have a whole bunch of nuts, you have a whole bunch of schnitzels, and we said the mice have a schnitzel, a big kiddush. That even if all the schnitzels are different sizes, by one min there's no boira. We also gave a modig chiddush that if you have the darks and the whites, right, the tops and the bottoms of the chicken, right, totally different tastes, totally different. Or bezuk roiva poiskim, there's no boira b'chal such a matzim, right? That will be mutter. So that's the first thing a person has to clarify when he's dealing with the shayla on Shabbos of removing and selecting. He must make sure that number one, is it a mixture, and number two, is it two different things. Because if there's no mixture, or if there's no two different things, then there's no boira. That is how to get boira. How to get out of boira, the Hainu, how to do it, but mokrim ha muta, is as follows. Three tonight. Tonight number one, miyad. Tonight number two, biyad. Tonight number three, ochel mitoch pasoles. Good from bad. We explain Mishim Tosus and Shabbos and Dabbos that bad doesn't mean bad, but etzem like a stone or like a shell. It means something to Tosus like I don't want. Right, that's what we said, for example, if somebody would take out a potato from a cholent, he doesn't want potatoes. Oh, but potato is very good, so since a regular cholent has a din of a taroibus, and it's two different things, so about it, nisa min ha-toira, isa min ha-toira. Who are din, we said, and this one is very, very negair, when a person prepares his clothes, the night before, Friday night, he starts preparing his ties, he prepares his socks, and he has a whole mixture over there. So he takes the sock he wants, and puts it on the side, and he thinks, huh, what did I do wrong? Terence says, no, he was over in his abinatoira, and he's kind of skila. Why? Because he didn't do miyad. He took good from bad, he took it miyad, but he missed miyad. And if you miss miyad, it's an isim in atoira. And this is what the miyad you actually spent a few times, right? I think we gave like three shim on it. If it is, I mean, I can't tell you, if it is a mixture, it's a bug, it's a boira. 100%, the lishim shayin is a mixture. Now,
why else? It's a different color.
It's a whole mixture. It's a one thing mixture. What is it? It's a bunch of socks.
No.
You have a red one, a blue one, a green one. I only wear red on Shabbos. So maybe for me, it's a different kind. If they mean those, they're exactly the same as Rabbah, it's Menachot. But if they mean different, they have a tie, right? All the ties are the same. But this one is a nicer tie, this was not such a nice tie, this was a new one, an older one. The Rabbah, each one's got a different shimush.
You put it on for like a minute, and then
oh, this is a good shayla. My son, for example, knows that he doesn't like the beans in the trunk. So he knows, his father wants to take out the beans and something that toy, he knows I'll throw them out the window. So what does he do? He goes along, he takes it, and he gives it to his sister. Why? Because he knows that his sister wants it. So he's removing it, miyad. I'm taking it good from bad, right, because that's what she wants. Taking it miyad, with a fork we said is mutter. But maybe that will be mutter. So maybe the cooler.
Just spread it out, just take out the
side. Oh, maybe take it out. Beautiful. Excellent question. Zukav Moshe and Shuvah. Not everyone was masking to this. Amr Moshe Zuk Dazoy. I wasn't going to say this thing, but say what's enough, Kamina. A Meridike Eitza. How to get out of Boyret, right? I saw, for example, someone once on Shabbos playing cards. I said, hey, gotta be very careful playing cards. Or if it was with toys. People separate the toys, right? So what do they do? They have a whole bunch of toys, and they start putting them each one in his own box. So you'll tell me, I know you're going to say, hey, that's not Boyret! You know why? There's no good, there's no bad. There's no good from bad. What does it mean? I want to put this toy in that box, this toy in that box, this toy in that box. On my side, what's your answer?
Water.
Why?
Because
it's
no good from bad.
Good, well, the Prima Gordon. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Chaim Skila.
Why?
What a beautiful Kasha.
Beautiful Kasha. I my niece all the time, I clean it up, right?
Oh, says, you know why? Says the Heidegger Mishabur, brought down in the Be'er Loch at the beginning of Senior Test, that when you separate two things, it doesn't mean that you have to want any of them now or later. But the Etzem Zach of the separation, that makes Boyer. Right? How about to spread them out?
That
would mean it's awesome min ha-toyra, says the Chofetz Chaim. Awesome min ha-toyra. To separate, for example, a person has a bunch of silverware, and he puts, you know, the knife in the knife box, there's a fork in the fork box. This is an issa min ha-toyra. Paskins the Be'alocha, beginning of Shemitah.
Well, that's how we clean up after Shabbos.
Well, that, after Shabbos, well, that's it, now you found the reason.
But car, what's wrong with cars? Everything, you're not trying, yeah, if I tell you, let's say I'm doing a trip,
right? Right.
And I need a king
of clubs. Oh, say that's what you need, that's good from bad, that's funny, Mutter.
So
good from bad.
What if I just want to instead of the deck?
Yeah, that's good.
What if I just want to instead of the deck, according to order?
Oh, we're going to get that at the end. This is the cooler end I want to say. Yeah? No, I want to address your question. Yeah. Your question was, are you allowed to separate? For example, you have a whole bunch of silverware. Now, we learn claw. It's an issa min ha-toyro. For any woman that wants to set the table up and then go meet her husband and shul, that's not miyad. It's in the middle. She has in her hand a whole bunch of silverware. She's going to take the fork, the knife, the spoon, the fork, the knife, the spoon, and she's busy over there, and she's going to go meet her husband. We have both sides. That's not miyad. It's in the middle. It's in the middle. Again, if it's a tyrogus. Shalom bayis, no hechel b'chlal. There's a lot of attention for that, but not for this. Now, but in fact, you...
Yeah, I never heard... Silver?
It's a whole bunch of silverware.
Okay, a knife and fork and spoon. I can't tell if you got a knife or a fork.
If it's for miyad usage, to hide, if I'm eating now, then it's 100% mutter. Good from bad, miyad biyad. But if she's going to go visit her husband in shul, or pick up the kids or whatever, that's not miyad! If it's not miyad, chayiv skila. Now,
if it's separated
together, then it's not miyad. Oh, it's not miyad. 100% water.
The department's not probably going
to. Again, if it's not a teruvah, then it's 100% water. That's the eitzah, right? That's when they do it. They put them separate, yeah, and then right. They do it. That's kabbalah. That's mamish beautiful.
Oh, but if it's in one box, but different, like, it's like...
That's also separate. That's also mutter. That's also mutter. So it has to be a mixture of silverware.
You use the same silverware the next day. You should dry it and put in... When you drive,
beautiful. That's what it does. Rabbi said, we have a kasha. Am I allowed to separate the mixture? No. And I gave this aid to someone recently. I said, what do you do? Very positive. You take the bunch of silverware and you drop it from a height. What happens when you drop it? It spreads out. Ah! So now it's spread out. Look with Moshe fighting in Shuba. There's no money anymore. Because there's no rules. Now, a lot of poskim mechoyle. You know why? They taina the etzem zach of dropping it. That's boira. Why? What does boira mean? To separate a mixture. What have I done when I drop the cutlery? I separated a mixture. That's the case. I did boira. Okay. So this about it is what we call miyad. What does it mean, biyad? Again, we're just going over sigmat boira over here. What is biyad? Biyad means it has to be done with your hand. So obvious cash is, what's the halacha with a fork? What's the halacha with a knife and a spoon? So the answer is, that's the place to give it to the why. Because we're about them using the fork, or the knife, or the spoon, to make my life easier. Because I want that carrot in the bottom of the chicken soup. So I'm going to take a fork, stick it in and eat it. I'm using it clean. No. So the place to know. Because then I'm just using it to make my life easier. When it's when a utensil is used to make your life easier and not the separation better, that's when it's mutter. La fuka, give you the case for cats. if you have chicken soup. On the top of chicken soup often is all this oil. You know, you have a layer of oil. You take a spoon and you skim it off. Issa midrabanan chayru, because it's only a kli midrabanan, because it's not a miyuchad lekach. But that boya, why? Because here you're using the kli to help you. Well, then we said the tuna can, right? The tuna can or the corn, all sorts of things. And they use the lid to tip it out. That's why they're using it for asa. That means even if you want the oil in the tuna, what do you mean? It's big for man! I'll be using a kli. You're using the kli. We said also, you take a ladle, and you put it to the side of the chicken soup, and you tilt off the soup to make less soup, and I want to keep the noodles inside. That's vadai boire, because you're using the pot and the ladle together to make, like, to make the boire selection better. If that's the case, that's vadai boire.
Take out all the soup, or you just...
If you tip it out by itself, and you... Right. This is an interesting, Zach.
I didn't do it myself. One.
Okay, so I said this.
I want to.
Very good.
Against the wall.
Very good, but you're saying good. Oh, it's like this. Comes on Rabbi Miller, and he asks like this. How about, if I want soup in this ladle, with lokshin, but I don't want so much soup. You know what I mean? Like, you get seconds, I'd rather like more noodles, but like a whole bunch of soup comes out. Am I allowed to tip out that soup? Or is that psoilas? Is that the bad guy that I'm not allowed to take out? Again?
No,
I'm not against the side. I'm taking the ladle. I'm just going to tip the ladle.
Yeah. One minute. You're separating soup from soup.
No, but I don't want the soup.
Yeah, right, I don't want the soup. You're taking some of the soup.
Oh, but it's also separating from the noodles.
It's not clean.
But it's 1 minute.
No, not covering the noodles. It's not.
Covering the soup it is.
No, but covering the noodles it's not.
They're actually going to be mutter, but it's fine. It doesn't
matter. Whoa! So I said like this.
Is it better to do it while you're taking it out?
We'll get to that. Very good. I said like this. If this is the color like this. If you have a salad, and this salad has too much dressing, and in order to make the salad better, I'll remove the dressing, that's vade osa. Even if we can leave some dressing behind. But over here, when the soup is good, the noodles are good, but I want less soup. I want soup, but less. That's going to be okay. Why? Because that's not going to be shiloh by you. Because I just want less proportion. We said, for example, if you have a bowl of nuts and raisins, and I want half in my bowl and half in yours, and I separate the bowl in half, mutu asa. What happened to boyer? No, there's no boyer. Why? I'm just changing the proportions. But it's mutter. Who has it over here? Now, to use it against the side, pressure's a bit worse.
But if you're the matzah ball, then it's usher.
That's what we'll get to. That's one of the quiz I wanted to speak about. 1 second. Now, we have levaisa. We have the Maisa Mozik Azak. What's the Eitzah? It's a Mozik Eitzah for the Olam. You put the ladle inside the chicken soup, you tilt it while it's inside the soup, and then you lift up. And as you lift up, what happens? Most of the soup goes, the lokshin stays inside, that's the Mozik Eitzah. That's the Maisa the Eitzah to do on Shabbos Kodesh. Okay. So now, we want to get to a couple of kulas. One of the kulas, and this Be'etim, you should know, I heard this from a very Choshev HaPosek, that the Be'alacha that discusses this school is the hardest Be'alacha in all of Mishnah Berurah. I could date out, I saw a staple with just a kitzur version, I'm explaining every single word in Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Sai, the sign is as follows. You have a whole pile of hats, or a whole pile of raincoats, and you're going to get your hat, or your raincoat. Or for example, you have a whole pile of scarf over there like that, and I want to get my safer. So the question is like this. Can I remove the whole bunch of hats, put them on the side, and get my hat? Can I remove the bunch of raincoats on the top and put it down and get mine? Now, Rabbi Sai, this is badai, two meaning, and it's a mixture. I'm not talking about it's all beautiful. It's a mixture. It doesn't look exactly like it's all different things. It looks like all one thing.
Oh, it's a mixture when you
take off the cap. Am I allowed to do that? I'm getting rid of the ones I don't want. You're keeping the ones that I do want.
So how much do you have to learn on each paper?
That's a head to the other. I want to say a better head than that.
Wait, you're just supposed to separate good from bad or bad?
That's right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Only the good from the bad. Okay.
So the bad from the good.
That's the shine of it. I'm taking the hat which I don't want, and I'm putting it on the side. And now I want to get the one I do want.
That's awesome.
Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's mutter.
Why?
The bet... Founding, simcha, ha! Tumat ha-deshen! Trumas Hadeshin was a Mozik a Sefer. And the Be'alacha brings down the Trumas Hadeshin and the Halacha. And I've said like this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Be'alacha, that when you have a case of a pile, so a pile is a mixture, but it's a Shvach mixture. It's not a real mixture. It's like a fake mixture.
Fake.
So it's a fake mixture, plus he says the big items I can see each one, and the reason why I'm moving the top ones is in order to get to the bottom ones. If I need my hat underneath, I need my coat underneath, it's 100% mutar. This is Rabbi Sai, a huge heta that helps for raincoats, helps for slime, helps for all sorts.
A whole bundle of raincoats is vada and mitzvah.
You go to the
Mitzvah.
Oh, excellent. Rabbi Matzis Gavaldik. We are not saying. Rabbi said, clear. Rabbi Matzis is making a beautiful point over here. If you have a huge pile of laundry, Rabbi said, Danny, you can't take the whole pile of laundry, the top layer, and get to the bottom one. That's a real mixture. The real mixture of Rabbi Asha. It's only by a beautiful pile of hats, pile of coats, pile of sforim. Not when you have a huge mixture that's a whole big balagan. This is Rabbi says, hat number one.
If you don't know what you start, which one do you safer as yours.
That's more of a problem. Some person say it's more of a problem. Some person say.
But if you know which one are they just moving.
Right. That's exactly the spot of the Berocha. They're just moving this one to get to that
that's
one.
Good. It's different. It's not a problem at all.
And that's the thing. It's most of no problem. It's a big hetter, by the way, because I wouldn't smite by myself. I'd never such a thing. You would such a thing on yourself.
What?
To remove the bad ones from the third one.
I'm moving the good from the
No. What? I'm taking the hat that I don't want on the side. Then I'm taking my hat. What did you first?
You never.
But it was a mixture.
Who cares? The ball pirate. But it's mutter anyway.
Okay, Boise, next hatcher, Boise, next hatcher.
You have two svarim, you move one to this one, so you're not really, you're just keeping within the svarim.
The point is, you move the one that you don't want. That's the part, that's Pshat and Be'alot.
You're saying, it's part not out if you know what it is, but it's out, so if you're taking from the good,
if you're taking the good from the bad, for immediate usage, with your hands, then it equals mutter. You lose one of them, we throw you out. Portion.
What about a blind selection? You have a pile of coats, you don't know which one fits you. So you
that's more
bad.
That we'll get to another time. That's not for now. That's Mamashi Big Heta. Okay, Abaisai. Let's go back to another Heta. This device is a big Heta, this one. What does it mean to have a mixture? Now, Abaisai, this is the million-dollar question, because Shlomo Zalman Orbach never answered this question, and Shlomo Zalman said that this is the hardest question, probably, in all Hilchos Shabbos. Why? Because in order for there to be Boireh, there has to be a mixture. And the hardest question is, what makes a mixture? What makes a mixture? So I'm not going to go through every single type right now. There's another type, Be'ez Hashem, we'll go through different shaylas of what a mixture is. Over the shaylas are, if I have a liquid and a solid, is that considered a mixture? For example, I have chicken soup and a matzah ball. Now, the matzah ball is quite a big matzah ball, right? Make a mistake, I'm wasting another shayla, we'll get to this in the morning. Over Be'ez Hashem, is that considered a mixture or not? So Zug the Poiskim, that something that's so recognizable by itself, there's no boiler. I was once by somebody's house, and he served me a kefilte fish. How did he serve kefilte fish on Shabbos? With a piece of carrot. I don't like cooked carrot. What I do, I take the carrot off. The guy screams at me, says, boiler, oh, you give a share, and it goes, bah, you don't know what you're doing. I said, hey, where's the boiler, Bachal? Where's the mixture? There's no mixture. If there's no mixture, there's no fire! What does it mean the mixture layer there? Oh, but this for sure is not a mixture. Nobody in the right mind is going to tell me a gefilte fish and a carrot is a mixture. Chas v'shalom. This is about the nish. Who has in Rabbi says, look at the poiskim. If you have in your soup a matzah ball or a big thing, a carrot, this is not a mixture. There's no issa v'chalom! And we might have spoken to that one before. Machleikis g'dolei olam! V'moshe Feinstein and Rabbi Yashav! Ramosha wants to say that if a person takes out the lokshen from his soup in order to eat in a minute after finishing my soup, then Ramosha chai skila. Because they're not allowed it. So Rabbi Yashav, no! That's miyad! That's good from bad! I want it! Now, over here, we're saying Gavaldik Kula. That if Ramosha, you have something big in something small, for example, you filter fish in the sauce, you have chicken soup with the matzah ball. You have, I'll give you another example. You have pickles in a jar. So until now we know that to pour up the liquid inside a jar of tuna, for example, of sweet corn, but it's similar to you. You're taking the bad from the good. And if you're using the lid, I don't care if you're taking the good from the bad. But over here it's different. Because if you have a bunch of big pickles, and these big pickles have water surrounding them, are you telling me that the water around the pickles is mixed with the pickles? This is Shvachamaisis. I'm not talking about the small little pickles in a huge dip. No, that could be a mixture. But I'm talking about have a small can with big pickles and a bit of juice around them. So the person says, that's not Boyer Bachlan. And if it's not Boyer, then Gavaldik. I can pour the juice off of the pickles because there's no mixture. And the aside of Boyer is mixture. When there's no mixture, there's no Boyer. Says the film is almond even better. Mayadik! Beautiful, this will help all the Bachim in this yeshiva will be very happy after this cooler. So the film is almond. What do you do on Shabbos? When you have a shelf of separim. Now this is a big shayla. because to take out a sefer, I don't need it right now, right? No, on the shelf, like this. That we already discussed. That was the bell off. I have a shelf like this. Says in Klaimus Zalman Orbach, that if I can see the label and the name of each sefer, then there's no mixture. If there's no mixture, there's no boiler. That means I can take a sefer whenever I want. I don't have to need it for now. That's not going to be a boiler shayla.
So what? Wouldn't that be more serious than that?
Yeah, that's why this will be a team onto a heter from the Be'alocha, that's to remove the ones you don't want. Get the one that you do want, that's mutter.
I would stack up like that. If I could see the name of the sefer, I could pull it out.
Yeah. But put it out, for sure you can do. If you need it, for sure you can do. We're asking, can you remove the ones you don't want? And that way also said it was mutter.
Yeah,
brother. That's for sure mutter. That's good for bad.
It's not miyad.
Why is it not miyad?
Take out a sefer.
If they're in a nice pie like that, and you can see each one, then it's the same thing applies to the Zalman, to this way, to that way, in the Hanami. The Sambas are all in the whole, you know what I mean, the whole massive over there, that'll be different.
You have a chicken egg in the soup.
Chicken egg, the priest can say, the Shabbos says a walnut. That's the share he wants to get, a Shvitz Shabbos, Talmud of the Goyim.
It's a big piece, it's not like a piece of carrot.
An egg, a chicken egg, you're talking about the chicken egg, just the yellow?
No, the neck, chicken egg.
Neck?
Yeah.
Ooh, my father's no boy over there.
Right.
But when you have, and the problem is when you have the lokshin and the carrot and the mushroom, all one big mess. That's the boy.
Why is there vada and a boy by the chicken egg?
It's a big piece of water.
I mean, when you see the Shiva soup, there's a massive vegetable.
No, vada.
The boy's
not. 100% the matzah case, the fletcher. Ask him, the matzah case that's Buddha to take it out, the soup is only mutter when it's by itself with the soup. But not when it's in a whole mess of lokshin and carrot. Ask him.
In the bowl where you have soup.
In the bowl? What, to eat it?
But well, let you think about it. Pass it in. Danny, how you holding?
Why don't you take it out of the bowl?
Massive pot was full of yeshiva soup.
Why don't you take it out of the bowl? Just one neck and both
carrots.
Oh, but it's
the last carrot.
Let's take part of the squash. I'm out of the squash.
If you want it, yes. If you want it, yes. Then it's about it.
Feels so sad. Even everything by itself is different.
Yeah, as long as you
have a chicken egg, let's say you have a chicken egg, and a carrot, and a squash, and a
No. Mom is different ones. I can see each one separately. How can you set the mixture? Make sure you look at one thing as one thing.
You want to eat it.
Hey, don't have that right. We're not done yet.
What was the fact of what you said by yourself?
Take it out.
I think it does okay. I think it's
mutter. Right, but
it's
just
that's your matzah ball and a bowl. I think it's mutter. Again, Rabbi Shai, we have a shayla. If I don't like potatoes in my cholent, can I take...
Which one?
You said with the kid when he said beans that you throw them out.
No! let me... Oh, but I'm masking that's mutter, right? Yeah. If I take it out, I don't want it, but he wants it. What's the person give us that eater? Okay. That Baruch Hashem will give it a shikul sikim or boi, but Beis Hashem next week will go more into the Indian, more different colors, and a lot of different colors that we have to speak out Beis Hashem.
Every single case is a specific.
100%. That's why if you know the klolim. Right, if you know the klolim, then every shayla fits it for one of the klolim. Number one, is it a mixture? Number two, is it two minim? If yes, you've got to boi shayla. If no, you're not going to boi shayla. Step number two, is it miyad? Biyad? Good from bad. These are the two questions that you have to ask yourself every single time you pick up your hand on Shabbos Kodesh. Because you'll get, like the Brisker Rabbi says, 70 times every Shabbos you'll get a Boi Shaila. It's Mamish Ovenoyer. And I gave Mamish this she to a bunch of Choshuva Avreichim. Choshuva people that one of them was like Mamish, older than my grandfather. Right? And he came over to me and said, "This, I've never heard something that's so negated to us. The biggest negay aloha in the Emes, you know, for Shabbos, which we're going to continue Be'ez Hashem, we'll advert for next week Be'ez Hashem." Okay.
If you get to beat somebody else, you have to eat them.
Yeah. You have to know he wants it.
But if he changes his mind afterwards.
If he changes his mind, the Shatzim says it shouldn't be done, but if it's done, it's Bezeda. It should be done a Chatzchira, the Haino, Haram. He brings the Prima Godim, I'm sure. Okay, Rabbi Sai, this week's Helega Parsha. Chas v'Shalom, I shouldn't think I'm not Chas v'Shalom replacing the Shiva Shlita. Possibly just to give an Indian on the parasha that I thought Mamish not so long ago this afternoon, something we can learn from. And Be'etzem Azoi, in this week's parasha, in Perek Vov, Pasuk Vov, we know when it comes to Pesach, famous question they all ask, is that the foolish shyness of the Geula, foolish shyness in two psukim, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out of Mitzrayim. Haitseisi, Tzalti, Gayalti, Lokachti. These are the Shayinot, three in one Pasuk, one in another Pasuk. Interesting Shayinot, why it works out that way. You see, Beis Hashem. The Shayinot everybody asks when it comes to the Seder Nachs, it's a good boy, I said, write it down, say about the Seder Nachs, Danny, your father will have a lot of Nachas. That Be'etzem, the Shayinot is, I don't even hear that anymore.
How do you know his father still alive?
Shh, what's your father? Okay. We've met.
Once,
from that once, Mamish. Anyway, this brings us to us, Emmet. Emmet, everybody asks the Kasha. What is the pshat we have for the Sayyidus? What is the pshat that the Rabbanu Shlomo could not have just told us, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim? This is everybody asks the Kasha, 4,500 to Rutsim, Ayin Shom Hilchos Seydenach. But right now I want to say a Zama Halachazot. The Sfasema says that there were three types of Yidden that were in Mitzrayim. Type number one were, for example, the Bnei Levi. The Bnei Levi were there, they weren't working, they weren't doing anything bad, they were poshut in Golus in Mitzrayim, they were waiting to come out. One type of person. The second type of person, says the Sfasema, was somebody that was there, a regular Bnei Yisrael, and he was working. He was working poshut very hard, Paramed him work, and he was working. Type number three was a type of person, says the Sfasema, of someone that was so into the work that he was doing that he totally forgot that he was in Golus. He probably forgot. As soon as the Sfasemis clock. Says the Sfasemis, this is Pshat. This is the reason why the Torah gave us four different words for this. What's the Pshat? Because the first Lashon HaPasuk was again, Hoitzeisi. Who is that going on? Type number one. A Bnei Levi that was just there, they had to come up. So Hoitzeisi, we're going to get you out, Bnei Levi. So the Sfasemis itself is who? Is there a type of people that are pushing to work? They needed Hatzalah. These guys were working very hard. It was very difficult. So these people needed Hatzalah because what was the Nechanami? I'll get you out also. And the third was the Grealti. Was the people that they were thought that this was home. This was their Mokoyim. They didn't even think that it was God's Bukhal. And that's Lashon HaPasuk that was for Semes, Grealti. I'm going to be good on you. I'm going to get you out of there. What's the fourth time? Very interesting. It's in a separate Pasuk. What's Pshat? So the last Lashon tells us why. Lokachti, I'll take all of you three types and I'll take you out in Gansen. As long as it was Sfasemis. And the Sfasemis says a Yisoid. And this Yisoid applies to every single person, wherever he may be, now or forever. That a person sometimes, says the Sfasemis, forgets where he is, forgets his responsibilities, and he becomes, mamish, intertwined with his surroundings. He becomes a part of his surroundings, and he thinks it's home, and he poshut forgets of where he's holding and what he was sent on this world to do. And we see later also from Heidegger Parish also, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Ribbono Shel Olam to go and make the water into blood. Oh, but look at Lashon HaPasuk. Lashon HaPasuk is Moshe Rabbeinu go and tell Aaron to do it. And everybody asks why Aaron, and everybody knows, famous Shuvah, what's a teret? Because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was saved from that water. Because he was put in a basket on his mouth instead of dying, and Be'etzim he went along, and we know that Basket took him, and because he was saved from the water. And if he was saved from the water, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you cannot go along and smite that water. You have to go to Aaron. You go to Aaron, you can't do it yourself. And Rabbi said, Echob a poshid akasha. Mamash a poshid akasha. Rabbi said, we are discussing Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, there were millions and millions of people who are going to be affected by this situation of having no water whatsoever and only blood. The whole Bnei Yisrael were watching. It was a huge event. It was a whole matter. Is this the time to worry about what happened over there? But say, now the time occurs. Oh, but now get with the program. Get with it. No. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu, no. This is the time. If this river helped you, if this water helped you, then it's not shy for you to say, you know what? Right now I'm not going to remember. We'll do it another time. No, you have to remember now. You have to worry about it now. You have to show your Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to say thank you now amidst all that was going on in Mitzrayim. But basically we see from Gedoy Le'olam that they never thought about themselves. They never forgot what their purpose was, and they were Isaac in the cloud. For example, a Maisa went to the Chofetz Chaim during World War I. The Rebbetzin of the Chofetz Chaim woke up one night, and she sees the Chofetz Chaim's bed empty. So the day, she probably thinks, alright, it's gone to learn, happens, she's going to chat in the Rambam. So she goes out to see the Matzil, right? I'm sorry. So the Be'ezit, she goes outside, and she sees that the Chofetz Chaim is sleeping. Where's he sleeping? In a chair. That's a bit weird. You have a bed over here, what's he sleeping in a chair for? Okay, he wasn't learning, he was pushing his sleeping on the chair. So she woke him up, she asked him, what's the trap? He said like this, it's World War I over here. There are soldiers, there are people, there are yidden out there that are going through tremendous sorrows. I can't sleep in a bed right now. It's not shame for me to sleep in a bed. I can't do it. If they're yidden out there having a hard time, I'm not going to relax and have fun. Rabbi Sevaita, you see a Maisa, again?
Very sorry,
it's a Pshat, but... No, that was about the Rambam. That was the stories of everyone. Oh, the Pshat, with the food.
No, when he did a sleep on a bed, he had a put.
There's another story with Avshach. What was the story with Avshach? A Talmud once came into Avshach's office by breakfast time, and he saw that Avshach never ate breakfast. Now Avshach didn't have a huge, massive breakfast over there, of a portion. He had some portion to sustain him to go by through the day. Oh, he didn't touch it. And he asked Avshach, you know, you have to eat something. How are you going to learn? He says, no, I can't. I made a kabbalah on myself. I'm not going to eat from 8 o'clock till 8:30. Why? Because at that time in Eretz Yisrael, there are non-frum people that are going out there. The kids are going to a non-frum school, and they're ruining a religion. They're not having any shaykhs. And at that time, I'm not going to sit down and eat my breakfast. And that was the time of breakfast. Rabbi said, we see clear from the parasha, as those at Tzvasem, as those at many Achronim, that a person will sometimes be in a situation and he'll forget the purpose of the situation. He'll forget the reason he was in yeshiva. He forgets the reason he's in Golus Bechlal. And he becomes a part of it. And it becomes a part of him, like we said yesterday. The guy with the clothes the person wears. He makes it a part of him. He forgets all about it. Because it becomes part of him. And it's the same thing here also. We were sent down in this reason, I'm sure you heard from the yeshiva many times, we were not here to take 2,500 pictures of the Kotel, we were not here to eat 4,000 falafel balls, we were here for a purpose. Right, like the Gaon says, the only reason we were sent on this world were tikkun amidas, for a person to work on himself, to masakin his nimidas. And we see from the parsha Moedim, that a person can forget, he can lose himself, he can become part of the atmosphere, and part of everyone else, why not? Get gishmak, everyone looks at you, you're the same as everybody else, but no! We have to remember from this week's parsha, that we're not here to be like everybody else, and be fitting in with everybody else. We're here to specifically fulfill our purpose in this world. Each person, according to the tools that he was given by the Rebbeinu Shlom, to fulfill his purpose, not somebody else's, his own purpose. And Be'ez Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, we should be zoicha to remember this and try Be'ez Hashem to fulfill our purpose in this world. Oh,